This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Talking Golf with Anne Liguori, and it is my pleasure to say hello to Michelle Wee West, host of the Mizuho America's Open, taking place at Liberty National in Jersey City, New Jersey, final round this afternoon. And Michelle Wee West won the 2014 U.S. Open, 5 LPGA Tour titles, and during her 14-year career on the LPGA Tour, she became one of the most popular figures in women's golf and continues to be. Welcome to Talking Golf, Michelle.
Thank you.
So good to see you. And what a week you have had promoting the Mizuho America's Open. What have been some of your highlights of the week?
You know, we started off the week with a bang, announcing a 5-year renewal. You know, that's incredibly special, incredibly honoring to do that. You know, the work that we've done the first 3 years has been monumental. So the fact that we get to do it for 5 more years is so exciting.
And the fact that they renewed their title sponsorship, as you say, and will raise the 2026 purse to $3.25 million, which is actually one of the largest purses outside of a major tournament, right? That really speaks volumes for their commitment to women's golf.
Yes. You know, they're going to continue to raise their purse as well, too. There's a commitment to that as well. So, you know, it's amazing to partner with a company that believes so strongly in their own core values within their company. And you can also see that bleed out towards, you know, the sponsorship, the opportunity that they're doing, and everything that they're doing with this week. You can see the sense of pride that the company has, Mizuho has, their employees have, the players have for this week. And something to note, this is our 3rd year. It's a very unique format. We have 24 of the top junior girls in the field, and it's a big week with mentoring and playing with the juniors on the weekend. So players don't have to play in this. This is not a forced thing for, you know, a top player, but year over year, now being the 3rd year, our field is getting better and better. We're having all the top players in the world, and they are so excited to be part of that, to be a mentor, to be have an impact on the junior's life. And for me, I think that stands out the most, being the 3rd year. It's just seeing the trend of players getting so excited, obviously the juniors, you know, being equally excited as well too. It's a great opportunity for them. But just on the pro side, I think being a player so recently, I mean, for all of my life, that has made this event extremely special for me.
That mentorship opportunity is so special. And can you talk more about, so you have these American Junior Golf Association competitors, they're actually playing inside the ropes with the pros. And what an opportunity, not only for the juniors, but I would think the pros really enjoy that as well.
I think so too. I mean, you know, every single pro here was a junior golfer at one point. And we've all had, you know, monumental moments in our junior career that has brought us to become professionals. So we can all relate to the junior girls that are in the field, and we can all see a little bit of ourselves in them. And it's really cool to see the players lean in to becoming mentors. And it's really cool to see everyone interact out here.
I mean, you started your golf career at such an early age with so many milestones. What are some of their concerns? You can probably relate to perhaps what some of their concerns would be at this point.
Yeah, I mean, I think the tour is, moving in a really great direction. Tournaments like Mizuho America's Open, sponsors like Mizuho, their leadership in terms of sponsorship and how, we run events. I think it's, all doing the job of, all tides rise. We obviously, we take pride in being one of the landmark events on our schedule, but we also want to, set trends and raise the bar and, see all the tournaments, succeed and see all the tournaments kind of rise. And it's been really cool to see in the short 3 years the impact that we've made on, even the rest of the tournaments on the schedule.
What kind of advice resonated with you, when you were a teenager, and who perhaps was your mentor?
Yeah, I was very fortunate to have met Meg Mallon, and she was, a big mentor of mine,
Love Meg.
Meg Mallon and Beth Daniel, and she just encouraged me to follow my dream. Obviously I was doing some crazy things when I was younger, but and this is, my role model, and you have your role models kind of encouraging you to do crazy things. It's a beautiful thing when that happens.
You know, it's funny because the Mizuho has been everywhere. I saw you were in the city hitting balls into what was it? There was some kind of simulator going on. And then in West Hampton Beach, I went to a festival last weekend, and that simulator was there with Mizuho signage. And they're really all over the city too, in Grand Central Station, Penn Station. They've made a huge commitment to promote this LPGA event.
Yes, we wrap the ferry as well too. So the ferry goes back and forth New York City and Liberty National, and that exposure as well is amazing. They've made a really conscious effort of, adding the players' images on the ferry. So not only are they branding the tournament, they're, advertising the players as well too, which is everything that they're about. They're about empowering women and helping the next future generation excel. And they really have leaned in, and it shows that they're not just speaking about it, they're proving it through their actions.
Michelle, the LPGA is in the process of selecting a new commissioner. And what would you say is the single biggest issue facing the LPGA these days?
That's a really hard question to answer. I think being a commissioner is an extremely difficult job. I think the landscape of women's sports is ever changing and ever evolving. I have faith in our leadership that they can point out the issues that they see and see what can be better.
What do you think the LPGA needs to do to get more primetime coverage? Because I would think that's a huge issue as well.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a chicken and the egg issue. I think there needs to be investment from both sides. And yeah, I mean, again, I'm gonna lean into our leadership, our current and our new, and see what happens.
Nelly Korda had such an incredible season last year. We all looked to Nelly and to Rose Zhang and Jennifer Kupcho to pr pretty much carry the banner, right, of the LPGA Tour. You know what that pressure is like. How does one deal with that kind of pressure and those expectations?
When you're in the moment, you're in the moment, and you don't really think about big picture stuff. You're not, living your life thinking every day, oh wow, I have to carry the LPGA. You kind of just do. And you try to play well, provide great entertainment on the golf course, be a good person. And everyone that is the face of the LPGA right now, they're doing an amazing job. They're all, so young with so much expectations on their shoulders. But when you're in the moment, I mean, I can't speak for anyone but myself, but when I was in that moment, you don't really think about it.
And how tough is it to stay in the present? You always hear that that's such a huge part of golf and the mental aspect of the game, just staying in the present.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's just golf in itself. You can get so caught up in the big picture of, your score or what's happening, where, you really just have to put one foot in front of the other, take one shot at a time. And I think the smaller you can kind of break it down, the better. I think, a lot of times we fall into the trap of thinking too big.
Let's get back to the mentorship scenario, because that's such a huge part of this tournament. And I know Yana Wilson, that now she's playing this week as a professional. How exciting is that?
Yeah, it's extremely exciting for us. That's exactly what we want, right? We want full circle moments. We want the juniors in our field to qualify for the tour, to play in our tournament. And to happen in such short 3 years is really amazing. It's really cool. You know, Yana being our inaugural champion, and now she's debuting in our professional field. It's really cool, but hopefully we'll see a lot more of that. You know, all I'm hearing this week is how good the juniors are, you know, that they are spectacular, and the support that we can continually give them. I'm just very excited to see what the future holds for them.
And what are your thoughts about how the level and the depth of competition just seems to be increasing all the time? From your standpoint, do you notice that, or just your thoughts about the depth of talent out there?
Yeah, I would say the depth on our tour right now is in immensely deep. And, you know, you're seeing a lot of really high quality, high pressure amateur tournaments now. You know, the ANWA, you know, our tournament, Nelly Korda's tournament last week. You're seeing a lot of these juniors put into a really high pressure situation from a young age. And, you know, I think that creates really tough athletes, really tough golfers. And, you know, obviously the collegiate scene as well too. There's so much talent within there, and they're getting fast tracked on tour with NIL. So I think the junior space for sure is evolving as well too.
Does that surprise you, or what do you think is the reason for this increase of the popularity in the women's game and the depth out there?
Yeah, I mean, I think you said it. And I think it's the increasing popularity of women's games. So, you know, parents are taking it a lot more serious a lot sooner. I think it's just how we're evolving with NIL. That landscape, the competition to get into college is a lot stronger. It's just a lot of different components for sure.
And they are starting at a very young age for sure, and continuing on with lessons and new technology. And I think there's so many reasons for this popularity, for especially for the women now. Getting back to the AJGA, can you talk about the format of them playing with these women? It changes over the weekend, correct?
Yes, so they the juniors are and the pros are playing in two concurrent fields on the weekend. On Thursday and Friday, we were not able to pair them together just because there's just too many people. There's 144 people in the field, and it's really difficult to mix them together. On the weekend, they will be paired with pros. So number one and number two on the pro leaderboard will be paired with the number one junior on their leaderboard. So. And that's significant because the juniors are not just playing with, you know, people that are barely making the cut, have no chance to, you know, have very little chance to win the tournament. They're paired with the pros in the final group, the groups that really matter, the groups that are going to come down to the stretch with the most amount of pressure. And they're going to be able to see that firsthand inside the ropes. And they're also going to be in the position to win a golf tournament too. So I think that is extremely significant.
So what has it meant for you to be a part of that aspect of the tournament, and just to be a part of a company like Mizuho that is so committed to this game, the women's game?
Yeah, no, it's extremely special to me. I mean, obviously being a tournament host in itself is a bucket list item for me, but to be part of a tournament that's so special, that's so purpose-driven, is entirely the reason why of a lot of things. And to be partnered with a company like Mizuho, who is also very purpose-driven in what they do, and they're very conscious of that, it's a really fun experience.
So I know you're married to Johnny West, who works with the Golden State Warriors. I interviewed his father, Jerry, back in the day. You're a wife, you're a mom, you run these businesses, you travel a lot. Talk about juggling all that, Michelle, and that transition for you from your playing days.
Yeah, and it's definitely a juggle. I have a very supportive partner who's obviously very busy at this time of the year as well, too. You know, so we have a great support system, and, you know, that's exactly what I'm doing. We're just all juggling. We're just ham and egging it.
Do you still get to play at all?
I play in the prom this week, which was
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It was a lot of fun, but I don't really get to play too much anymore.
You don't miss it? The competition?
No, it's fun being here. It kind of allows me to really connect back with the players, see my old friends, and, you know, feel like I'm back in the tournament mode. But yeah, I mean, I obviously miss the competition. I miss, you know, being out here, but it's a grind. It's a grind. And I'm very grateful for the experience that I had.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.